Good morning. 6:41 on November 12th, Saturday morning. Time has a weird way of slipping away from me. I was sitting at the computer at 5:59 thinking, oh, I've got to get up and get dressed and go take my walk. And between getting up from the chair, I did remember to weigh in this morning, so I've got a base point to start my weight loss program for today. Getting dressed, getting out the door, 20 minutes went by. Now, I have no idea where those 20 minutes went. I don't. They're gone. It's boggling. So I'm running a bit later this morning than I would have liked. That's okay. It's Saturday. Now, what I am is 14,000 words down. That's how many words I need to write today in order to get back on track. It's not going to happen, I'm pretty sure, because I've got at least one trip to take out this afternoon. I'm supposed to spend an hour with P.G. Holyfield at TuaCaCon tonight. And who knows what's going to crop up over the course of the day. I'm going to have to scrape out the kitchen at some point. Maybe I can do that while I'm fixing a meal and collapse a couple of tasks. The first copies of Ravenwood should go out in the mail this morning. I took them to the post office yesterday. The post office, of course, was closed, but they do have a Saturday morning pickup process time, and I expect those two books will leave here today. So that was a big piece of yesterday, was getting that thing put together. I also got a lovely email from a fan who had found 7 or 8 typos in Ravenwood. So I went through and changed those, and of course watched my Kindle version in the process. So I had to go hurry and fix that. So yesterday I broke through the 3,000 mark, I think. Well, not very far. And I really need to have 6,700 words a day in order to make 200,000 words by the end of the month. This morning when I got up, I had email from Robin Sullivan at Ryden, who has surfaced after several long months and is soon ready to be digging into the edits of Double Share that I sent her. And she thinks she's going to get the book out this month. That's possible, I suppose. But if I have to do a whole lot of editing on this, take a couple of days, my goal of having 200,000 words is looking very, very sketchy at this point. So I'm going to try to do what I can today. If I can get a 10K day out today, which is kind of iffy, given how late the day is already. Usually I have at least 1,500 to 2,000 words under my belt before I take this walk. That didn't happen. So I'm probably going to be heads down. I'm going to shut off a bunch of stuff, not pay attention to email, and see if I can't grind out 5,000 words maybe this morning before I have to get into the afternoon's festivities. We'll see how that works out. I don't know if I'll be able to do it or not. I did take a bit of a break last night to do a little brainstorming. The book has no title. The second book, the one I'm working on right now, I've just been calling it Ravenwood 2, because I had no title. It occurred to me yesterday that a large portion of what happens in this book happens aboard a sailing vessel, a merchant schooner, where Tanith has taken passage to go to North Haven. I changed the name. I'm probably going to have to go back through and edit all of the references to it in Ravenwood, but it's North Haven, not Northport. It just feels better. If I have to edit the other book, I will. I don't care. I'll have more typos without a doubt, so there'll be another release. I'm also interviewing artists to get fresh cover art. That's not going to happen immediately. It's going to take them a while to develop me, for me to pick somebody and then for them to develop the artwork series. And I've asked them to bid on one cover, and then we will see where things go. And with any luck, we'll have the same artist do all three covers for the first three, the first trilogy in Tanith Fairport Adventures. So we'll see. One of the things that Robin did mention when she popped up was that she was glad that I went ahead and published a book on my own and noted that it wasn't doing as well as the books from Raiden, which is true. And it also is true that it's a single standalone novel at the moment. They don't do as well. And the Ravenwood has never had the following that Ishmael Wong has, in large part because Ishmael Wong has six books. When Ravenwood, when Tanith Fairport has six books, then we can talk about whether or not and how well it's doing. I'm really quite pleased with the way it's doing. I'd like to see it better, of course, but on the grand scheme of things, you're selling on average 15 ebooks a day. $450 a month. So almost 500 books a month, so almost 6,000 copies a year. If I can maintain that, which is of course questionable, but if I can maintain that, that's pretty good. That's very good for self-pub, and particularly at the price point. So I'm not displeased with the way things are going with that. I'm also very pleased with having a series and a book that I control completely. I'm still a little bit I don't know what the right word is. I'm still a little bit upset that we missed August and September and October for the fall release, because by missing that release, all the books dropped into the five sales a day range. And three books, five sales, 15 copies a day. While that's not bad, we dropped out of the 100 sales a day range where we would have been had that fourth book come out on time. Even the 50 book a day range had that fourth book come out on time. So this delay has cost me quite literally tens of thousands of dollars. And by accepting the delay as part of doing business with Raiden, I'm endorsing that loss. I do think that they did need to deal with Eric Knapp and Todd Fonseca's books. Steve Wembley and I will be being co-edited. That is, she'll do a few chapters and send them to me, and then she'll work on Steve while I'm working on my chapters, and then I'll send them back, and she'll work on mine while Steve works on his. So we'll be playing this back and forth game. And Robin thinks that she's going to get it out in this month. At this point, I just assume wait until December. Although the demand in December is going to be quite difficult, because I know a lot of people are holding releases of books that are ready to go for the December timeline in order to get on the hot new releases list over Christmas. Now, that's a significant issue for marketing, is that a lot of people look at the hot new releases, apparently, because when you fall off that list, you tend to lose a bit of your sales rank, which means that fewer people are buying your book. So getting onto the hot new releases, which I can only be on for 30 days, is an interesting idea. If I'm positioned well on the bestseller lists, when I fall off the hot new releases, so that January 1st, for example, when people are cashing in their Amazon cards and people are filling in their Kindles, then that'll work out quite well, even if I'm not on the hot new releases list. So we'll see. I don't know. You know, it's all It's all pretty much up in the air. We don't really know what's going to happen. This year could fizzle in terms of Christmas buying for Amazon, in terms of the ebook sales. We've been rather seriously spoiled in past years by the amount of January, February sales. I know last year, well, it was just a year ago. Last year it was in October when my sales for QuarterShare started taking off. And then December, we were selling 350 books a day between Christmas and New Year's. And I think that actually went up a little bit. When FullShare came out, they were going out at about, I want to say 400 to 500 copies a day. They didn't last very long. I was flirting with the 212, with the 200s. I almost broke into the 100 range. Didn't quite make it. DoubleShare, I don't know if DoubleShare can, frankly, because we've lost so much momentum. I don't think DoubleShare can break into that top tier this time. But if we can actually meet the deadline of April for Captain Share, and Robin is talking about having both Captain and Owner out before May, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but okay. They'll feed each other. The market has changed a lot in a year. It's changed drastically in 2 years since Ryan and I first sat down and started talking. So some adjustment might be in order indeed. Oh, it's a lovely day. It's not quite as cool as it has been. 35 this morning instead of 25, which is kind of nice. The jacket is a little bit on the warm side, which is also kind of nice. I won't be chilled when I get inside. Let's see. What else am I thinking about? I was just listening to Adventures in Sci-Fi Publishing on the first part of the walk. I listened to the first 20 minutes of an episode that they were having about ebooks. It's an interesting world. And the key to success is going to be good stories and a lot of them. So that's one of the reasons why I'm committing to try to get two books out this month, two drafts anyway, which will give me two stories to polish and podcast going into 2012. I will need to work on Cape Grace while that's happening. So Cape Grace needs to come along as well. That'll give me three books going into 2012. If I can finish the story of Sarah Krug in December while I'm doing the editing for the new book for Ravenwood, and I do believe I have a title finally. I started to talk about that. I did some brainstorming last night, and I think we've got a winner. I'm very cautiously optimistic. I really liked it last night. I think I like it better this morning. So we'll see how that works out. I also have to go back and do some backfill. I have to fill in some pieces that I missed because of the title change. And so that's very exciting because that means cheap words I know need to happen. There won't be a lot of them, but it'll be a few. I'll lose a little bit of time trying to find where they're supposed to go, but once I find the place, it's not going to be very difficult. I will be able to, it's only a couple of places, I'll be able to throw in a few hundred words without too much trouble. It'll help smooth the flow, I think, a lot. So that's quite exciting. But the plan is to have, if at all possible, the plan is to have three rough drafts going into 2012. I really need to edit and release at the end of January, and then write in February, and edit and release in March. I don't want to try to be writing in March, because March is the week, that's the month where I'm going to go to Oregon and spend a week with Christine Catherine Rush and Dean Wesley Smith at one of their workshops. I'll be going there near the end of the month of March. So I want to keep that month clear from dedicated writing, so that I can do the editing and perhaps and probably the podcasting for that month, for the book that one of the books that I will have sitting in the queue. But I've really got to get more books in the queue. That's, this year has proved that to me beyond any kind of doubt. It was something that I knew to begin with, but was pretty much unable to deal with. So we got to fix that. The Tanis Fairport adventures will continue. The Ishmael Long adventures will continue. I'll finish off this three-book trilogy for Tanis. Finish off the Cape Grace. And then we'll have a clear deck, as it were, to look at where we might want to go next with Tanis Fairport and where we want to go next with Ishmael Long. And if I can get those three books in a queue, so that I've got some stuff that's in process to come out while I'm working on the next pieces, then I think we can probably be a little more regular in the release of new content, so that you're not waiting months like you have been. For new content for me, and I don't wind up trying to offer a few dribbles here and there with things like the short stories and the novellas that don't really make it, but do help a little bit to give people something new to read, something new in the universe. So we'll see how this goes. I don't know. It'll work or it won't, and either way, I'll learn something and we'll do better going forward. I guess that's really the right way to look at it. Yep, gorgeous morning. My goodness, it's a gorgeous morning. Now, the question is, can I do 10,000 words today? Wow, boy, that's going to be a big jump if I manage to do it. If I can get stuck in, if I can get something to eat and get my head around the story, and get grooving in it. That sounds so 60s, so 70s. Groovy, baby. If I can get stuck in, 10,000 words is not undoable today. It's not impossible for the day. Undoable? It's entirely doable. It'll be a struggle because I've lost so many hours first thing this morning to answering correspondence and catching up on email and stuff. But even with the break to take the kid out this afternoon, even with the break that I've got to take at Tuakacon tonight, I think I can perhaps collapse some of these chores into single blocks of time so that I don't get the day carved up into little pieces, which is my biggest problem. When I'm trying to write, I really need to have a block of time. 2 hours out of whack is a good start. If I can get 3 hours, then I tend to see bigger counts in those 3 hours because I work up a bit of a momentum and things tend to flow a lot more smoothly. The story unfolds more rapidly in my head. A lot like getting momentum up for the walk here this morning. It's a big old moon. Getting ready to go down. big old sun climbing up out of the east, and the back gate right here. I think I'll go through it and remind you that tomorrow is another day.